there is a Democrat locked in the Texas House floor right now because she is refusing to sign this permission slip that Republicans are demanding so that she can have 24/7 law enforcement escort. Okay, but how do we even get to a place where a Democrat needs a law enforcement escort? To fill you in, Democrats fled the state of Texas earlier this month to protest a controversial redistricting of Texas to attempt to create 5 new Republican seats to strengthen their hold over Congress.
If you're seeing this video, my Democratic colleagues and I have just left our beloved state to break quorum and stop Trump's redistricting power grab.
What would fleeing the state even achieve? Fleeing the state prevents a 2/3 quorum that's necessary for the Texas House to pass these maps. So yes, it's a form of protest, but it also is a form of stopping and delaying government. After 2 weeks of boycotting, the Democrats returned to Texas earlier this week. While they were gone, House Speaker Dustin Burroughs signed civil arrest warrants for those Democrats who had fled the state.
I will immediately sign the warrants for the civil arrest of the members who have said they will not be here.
This meant that upon their return, the Democrats who had left had to agree to 24/7 supervision to ensure that they wouldn't leave again before the House could reconvene for a special session this Wednesday to vote on these controversial redistricting maps. But Nicole Collier refused to sign the permission slip to allow for 24/7 escort as an act of protest.
I'm here on the floor of the Capitol because I am not free to leave, but I hear you.
So she'll be locked in the Austin State House chamber until Wednesday, when this special session reconvenes. Over in California, Governor Newsom has already said that his state is ready to introduce new legislation as soon as this week for a referendum for new congressional maps to counter the changes in Texas if they were to pass. If you want to find out more, my colleague Christian Paas is going to be following the story very closely over at Vox.com. So keep your eyes peeled.